Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of The Forgotten by Elie Wiesel, translated by Stephen Becker, and narrated by George Guidel. This work, copyrighted 1992 by Illyrian Associates, Incorporated, is recorded by arrangement with Georges Borchardt, Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 1992 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Elie Wiesel opens this novel with a quote from the Talmud. Respect the old man who has forgotten what he learned. For broken tablets have a place in the ark beside the tablets of the law. And now, The Forgotten.
Elchanan's Prayer. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, forget not their son, who calls upon them now. You well know, you, source of all memory, that to forget is to abandon. To forget is to repudiate. Do not abandon me, God of my fathers, for I have never repudiated you. God of Israel, do not cast out a son of Israel who yearns with all his heart and all his soul to be linked to the history of Israel. God and King of the universe, exile me not from that universe. As a child, I learned to revere you, to love you, to obey you. Keep me from forgetting the child that I was. As an adolescent, I chanted the litanies of the martyrs of Mainz and York. Erase them not from my memory, you who erase nothing from your own. As a man, I learned to respect the will of our dead. Keep me from forgetting what I learned. God of my ancestors, let the bond between them and me remain whole, unbroken. You who have chosen to dwell in Jerusalem, let me not forget Jerusalem. You who wander with your people in exile, let me remember them. God of Auschwitz, know that I must remember Auschwitz, and that I must remind you of it. God of Treblinka, let the sound of that name make me and you tremble now and always. God of Belzec, let me and you weep for the victims of Belzec. You who share our suffering, you who share our weight, let me never be far from those who have invited you into their hearts. You who foresee the future of man, let me not cut myself off from my past. God of justice, be just to me. God of charity, be kind to me. God of mercy, plunge me not into the Kaf HaKala, the chasm where all life, hope, and light are extinguished by oblivion. God of truth, remember that without memory, truth becomes only the mask of truth. Remember that only memory leads man back to the source of his longing for you. Remember, God of history, that you created man to remember. You put me into the world. You spared me in time of danger and death that I might testify. What sort of witness would I be without my memory? No, God, that I do not wish to forget you. I do not wish to forget anything, not the living and not the dead, not the voices and not the silences. I do not wish to forget the moments of abundance that enriched my life, nor the hours of anguish that drove me to despair. Even if you forget,